Blog Talk Radio.
This holy God, the great I Am, stands before you this evening and says to you, I am that I am. Whatever you need me to become, I am. I am your health and your healing. I am your wisdom in the midst of confusion. I am your direction and your teacher. I am your faith. I am the way out. I am your deliverance. I am Jesus. And I have sent my angel to testify to all the churches. I am coming. I am your God. The Alpha. The Omega. The first and the last. Whatever you need, I am that I am. Do not look to man. Do not look to the arm of flesh. Look to who I am. I am your Redeemer. I have redeemed you. Thank you, Jesus. This wonderful God, this powerful God, is your Savior. This holy God, awesome God, with whom nothing is impossible, is your Father. Lift your voice up and give Him praise. Just thank Him. Father, I'm so grateful. You are my Father. The God of Moses is my Father. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is my Daddy. Shout your praises to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His Son, the King of Zion, is your Redeemer. His Son, His Royal Son, is your Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Who can stand before us? If this God is for us, who can stand before us? What enemy can successfully come against us? If this God is for us, what sickness can stand in our body? If this God is for us, which enemy can succeed against us? If God is for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
How he loves When we think about your goodness, 10,000 tongues would not be able to declare how wonderful you are. So we offer you this simple melody of praise.
Trusting Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory. I Am Morning Glory Radio Show, because Jesus is the morning glory. Hallelujah. Let us praise him. We'll extol thee, O God and King. We'll bless thy name forever and ever. Every day we will bless thee. We'll praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. We will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and then to speak of the might of thy terrible acts. We will declare thy greatness. We shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. There's a speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them the meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, for all the wicked will he destroy. Our mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God, forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew our right and establish that spirit within us. Father God, we pray for mercy. Father God, we pray that the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us of all our sins and all unrighteousness. Your word says the mercy of mercies I knew every morning. So, Father God, we claim your mercies this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your mercy reign in the mighty name of Jesus. Unto thee, O Lord, do we lift up our soul. O our God, we trust in thee. Let us not be ashamed. Let not our enemies triumph over us. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show us thy ways, O Lord, and teach us thy path. Lead us in thy truth and teach us, for thou art the God of all salvation. On thee do we wait all day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have ever been of old. Remember not the sins of our youth, nor our transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou us for thy goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will eat God in judgment, and the meek will eat his way. All the path of the Lord are mercy on sin, truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon our iniquity, for it is great. One man is he that feareth the Lord, him shall he teach in the way that he should choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. He will show them his covenant. Our eyes are ever toward the Lord. Sure, he shall pluck our feet out of the net. Turn thee unto us, ever have mercy upon us, for we are desolate and afflicted. The troubles of our heart are enlarged. Will bring us out of our distresses. Look upon our affliction and our pain, and forgive all our sins. Consider our enemies, for they are many, and they hate us with cruel hatred. But keep our soul and deliver us. Let us not be ashamed, for we put our trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve us, for we wait on thee. Redeem us, O God, out of all our troubles. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray this morning. Get into a prayer time and ask the Lord for his grace. Ask the Lord for his mercy. In the name of Jesus, he's a great God. And he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. So this morning, if you have noticed that your prayers are not being answered, or you are going through a difficult period right now, this is a time that we come into the presence of the Lord, especially this Sabbath day, and we come with a heart of repentance and pray for the Lord to forgive us of all our sins in the name of Jesus. So this morning, we're going to pray some prayers of repentance in the mighty name of Jesus. Join me as we get into these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Okay. First of all, I want to speak a little bit. Let us pray. We confess the sin of blood guiltiness through abortion, murder, human sacrifice, ritual killings, and rape in our families, on this land, in our household, in Jesus' name. Father, forgive the cries of the innocent against us in Jesus' name. With the blood of Jesus, we nullify every blood covenant that was established through bloodshed in Jesus' name. We cleanse the land with the blood of Jesus. Deliver us and our families from this environment and this environment from blood guiltiness. We confess every sin committed on this land, in this home, the sin of idolatry, occultism, of witchcraft, magic, sorcery, psychic practice, and abortion. Father, forgive in Jesus' name. We renounce all our involvement in these. We set the altars ablaze and nullify the influence over the land and in our lives in Jesus' name. We confess every form of sexual immorality, sexual perversion on this land. Forgive the sins of fornication, adultery, prostitution, homosexuality, lesbianism, incest, child molestation, and bestiality in Jesus' name. Every curse that came upon the land, upon us as a result, is hereby broken in Jesus' name. Forgive us the sin of divorce, having children outside marriage, drunkenness, alcoholism, drug addiction, and smoking. Every effect of broken marital covenants affecting our lives and marriages is negatively is wiped away. We command from today our marriages and marriages of everyone in this area will begin to flourish in Jesus' name. We decree no more divorce. We confess and repent of the sin of injustice in the land. Forgive every injustice carried out on the fatherless, orphans, and widows. Forgive the withholding of people's wages in any way that we cry for help. We do not get because of injustice. Forgive. Every curse of injustice is broken from now. We receive mercy and find help in every era of need in Jesus' name. Forgive every sin of hatred, malice, strife, false accusation, and the works of flesh. Father, forgive us from the consequences of these sins in Jesus' name. We repent of the sin of robbery and financial privation in the name of Jesus. We repent for the sins of children dishonoring of parents in Jesus' name. Forgive us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Every curse of premature death as a result is broken in Jesus' name. every agreement with covenant and covenant with death which are due to rebellion to parents is revoked and nullified in Jesus' name. With the blood of Jesus, we declare long life over our lives, family, and children, and the life of people in our neighborhood in Jesus' name. Forgive every practice of false religion in this place in Jesus' name. We renounce them, destroy all the items in our possession in Jesus' name. Every false worship that took place on this land in the past, we nullify and break down the altars of false worshippers on the land in Jesus' name. We take authority over all demonic spirits responsible for all these ills in Jesus' name. We renounce them, paralyze activities, and evict them out of this place in Jesus' name. Father, we confess and repent of all our personal sins and ask Jesus to come into our heart and you. Renounce all sins that have brought on the consequences of being entrapped in the ungodly pit, snare, and trap that have kept us bound and unable to fulfill our God-given promise. Father, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt and ridicule. Lord, break off the contempt and ridicule that has been put on us by the proud. Wash us from arrogance and arrogant ways that have brought the contempt upon us. Lord, forgive us for not forgiving those who have come against us. We now choose to forgive those who have spoken contempt against us. Release them to you in Jesus' name. Repent for every vow, promise, and covenant made to you and to others that we broke. In your mercy, please cancel these promises, vows, and covenants. We command every evil or ungodly consequence of this to be nullified in Jesus' name. We choose to cancel and forgive all broken vows, promises, and covenants made by others to us in Jesus' name. We trust in your word that you will repair, we forgive them freely and release them. We repent on behalf and on our behalf of those who forgot or turned away from you, and for all those who, even though they saw your awesome works, but were ungrateful, unthankful, and complained instead of thanking you and being grateful for all you have done. Lord, please break off these consequences from us and from our loved ones for being unthankful in Jesus' name. We repent for all generations of fear, especially the fear of men. We repent for ways we ran for fear and ended up in a pit in Jesus' name. We repent for any way we have caused conflict, strife, and disunity, especially in the body of Christ in Jesus' name. We repent of pride, arrogance, deceit, anger, fear. We repent of idolatry, sexual immorality, seduction, and enticement or allurement to lead the upright and the righteous astray in Jesus' name. We are sorry for every foolishness spoken out of our mouths. Lord, forgive us in Jesus' name. We repent and renounce on our behalf and our family, life for all who have cursed father and mother in Jesus' name. We repent and renounce on our behalf and our family behalf the sin of hatred, racism, and self-slavery in Jesus' name. We repent for putting others in ungodly depths by aiding, despising, and discriminating against them because of different skin color, culture, and gender, and beliefs in Jesus' name. We forgive those who come against our family because of different skin color, belief, and culture. Lord, break the consequences of these sins of our family line and restore love that goes beyond racial, culture, economic, gender, and diversity causes in Jesus' name. We repent for and renounce all generational curses that come with seeking worldly riches. Lord, restore us to seek riches in you alone in Jesus' name. We repent for ourselves and our family for robbing the poor, swimming, gambling, cheating, and using manipulation and witchcraft to gain wealth in Jesus' name. We repent on behalf of ourselves and all those in our family line and in our ministries who were destroyed through lack of knowledge because they did not seek you, your knowledge, your wisdom, and for all those who did not seek your guidance in their work, their business, their work, their ministry, their family, or other circles or influence. We break every destruction that come upon them as a result in Jesus' name. Father, please remove our family and ministry from depths, pit, trap, or snare to restore to us all the blessings and benefits that come that have been held in the ungodly death of our family line in Jesus' name. Lord, we declare that the enemy will not fall into the trap and snare he has set for us and our family in Jesus' name. We repent on our behalf and on behalf of our family in the ways we did not walk in true spiritual unity, but allow bitterness, jealousy, and envy to be in our midst, causing us to fall into a trap and a snare. Forgive us, Lord, in Jesus' name. We repent for all those who did not guard their friends and family or the body of friends and wives and fall into ungodly depths in Jesus' name. On behalf of ourselves and our sisters, we repent for casting an eye on others because of envy and jealousy, thus placing them into ungodly depths. Lord, please remove defilement in any part of us that was placed in ungodly depths due to the evil eye and restore wholeness to us in Jesus' name. Forgive us for ungodly passivity that caused us to come into agreement with unjust accusations, ungodly perception, ungodly images, word causes, limitations, gossip, and slander that was said against us, or anything that belongs to us. Lord, disconnect us from all these and cancel them in Jesus' name. Lord, we come into agreement with your perception of us in Jesus' name. Lord, in your mercy, please break up any ungodly work of our hands. Lord, we repent on behalf of ourselves and our family line for worshiping foreign gods, idols, and ungodly things, putting us in ungodly depths, especially through drugs or pharmacia. Lord, remove any part of us that has been trapped and cleansed it in your blood in Jesus' name. We repent for ourselves and our family for uttering false prophecies, ungodly prayers, witchcraft, curses, and incantations that have placed us into any ungodly depths. Please remove all consequences of this action from us and our family and our ministries in Jesus' name. Lord, please disconnect us from ungodly physical touch, trauma, and assault. Repent for all dishonest and unjust covenants made by our sisters or us. We forgive those who have committed injustice against us and brought false accusations against us. We renounce and reject every covenant of iniquity and addiction to sin in Jesus' name. We withdraw our soul from perdition and destruction in the mighty name of Jesus. We renounce and reject every appetite that sins through the influence of evil spirits in Jesus' name. We revoke every covenant, oath, allegiance, and obligation made for us or by us, consciously or unconsciously, to make us a slave to sin in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, fire, destroy and burn to ashes every evil altar raised to keep us in perpetual bondage in Jesus' name. Release ourselves from collective captivity, family, community, and neighborhood sin in Jesus' name. Receive a clean break and release from all yokes of sins and iniquity in Jesus' name. We immerse ourselves, our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We break every curse and store issue against our lives, against our ministries, to make us to go to hell in Jesus' name. We break and neutralize every divination, enchantment, witchcraft, evil mark issued against us to lure us into hell in Jesus' name. We release ourselves from sins and curses from our paternal and maternal sides of the 10 generations in Jesus' name. We rededicate our life afresh to Christ today. Jesus, take absolute control of our lives. Father, we promise not to walk in habitual sin. Write our name with the blood of Jesus in the book of life. Holy Spirit, come into our lives now. Empower us to live for Jesus Christ. With the blood of Jesus Christ, he raised from our bodies, soul, and spirit all invisible satanic labels, marks, or signs in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke cast out of our lives and bind you false spirits of adultery, fornication, evil thoughts, lying, dishonesty, hatred, malice, jealousy, manipulation, gossip, lies, drug addiction, drunkenness, confusion, masturbation, pornography, rejection, doubt, unbelief, and unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. We take authority over all inherited curses from our family and command them broken now in Jesus' name. All gates of breakthroughs shut out against us because of sin, we command you to open for us now in Jesus' name. Let the heavens open unto us now in Jesus' name. Lord, deliver into our hands the keys of spiritual breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Father, give us an insatiable, devout appetite for your word, holiness, and prayer in Jesus' name. Make us all great and thirsty for your presence and your power in Jesus' name. Any power holding our key to elevation because of personal and family sins be destroyed in Jesus' name. Every good area of our life that the enemy has denied expression because of past sins, receive resurrection in Jesus' name. Sin will no longer have dominion over us from today in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. We overcome the enemy with the blood of Jesus. Spirit, fill us afresh. Fill our heart and take complete control of our lives, words, thoughts, and emotions and actions from now on. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us get more into prayer this morning before we finally close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord reigns. He has established his throne forever. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the peoples with justice. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in the times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges not remembers. He does not ignore the cry of the afflicted. Psalm 9, verse 7 to 12. Lord Jesus, I am trembling this morning as I come into your presence. It is not a trembling of fear, but rather that of anticipation. My heart is pounding with excitement at the very presence of my King in this place, at the realization of your desire to draw your people to yourself. You are getting us to the place where we can listen and hear you speak to us for the purpose of mobilizing the army of Almighty God. I'm in awe today that in the span of just a few moments alone with you, you have helped me to see more clearly the magnitude of what you are doing right now. And even more importantly, the magnitude of what you're about to do in the coming days. Lord, I often look up into your face and sense the great love you have for your people. And I cherish these moments. But today I am looking into the face of my warrior King, the Lord of hosts. And I bow my head. There is no fear in my heart, only a reverence, realization that our God is indeed an awesome God and that his glory is about to be revealed on the earth through the release of the mightiest army of believers that the world has ever seen. I am trembling at the thought that our great King, who is about to awaken his sleeping church, should choose to share this with me and with all who receive this prayer. In this moment, I am on my knees asking you, Lord, to look into the deepest parts of me, where my secret bindings lie, and reveal them to me as I seek your knowledge. I also seek your forgiveness. Beyond any doubt, that is only through grace that I have arrived at this very place in my walk with you. As I confess my sin now and repent, you are releasing in me a fresh new awareness of where we are in the history of the world, and how that should be impacting not just our life and the life of all those who pray this prayer, but also the hearts of the sleeping, lukewarm body of Christ. You are about to awaken a sleeping giant, the body of Christ. You are about to give your body of believers the marching orders and cover the coming months. And over the coming months and years, we are about to see revealed amazing things that could never have possibly imagined when we were sleeping. It is clearly time now to begin preparing. Thank you, Lord, for your body, because it is within each newly awakened church that we will see all the parts coming together in this great effort for Christ. Thank you for the reminder that now is the time to get ready. Now is the time to be in prayer regularly, seeking to know and understand God and his ways later better. Now is the time to understand that we can listen and hear our God speak in our lives and hearts. Now is the time to develop the spiritual discipline we will need for what is coming. Thank you for your promises, which clearly tells us those who are faithful to your call will be given all the wisdom, knowledge, and strength they need to accomplish what they are called to do. Turn our hearts away from our own selfish desires and refocus your body, our bodies, with a pure and holy motivation that helps us to see clearly. Take our body from the slings and arrows of Satan as he surely recognizes the emerging body of Christ that will no longer be a sleeping, lukewarm church, but will now become a force of God that will not be defeated. It is indeed all about you. My King, now I humbly ask you to bless all who pray this prayer with the touch of your Holy Spirit, gently speaking unto them with whatever message you have to send. Help them to open and be receptive to your still small voice and create in us a hunger to know you better and to serve in this newly emerging army of our most holy, high God. To you, our Lord of hosts, be all glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Making it personal, our God is a God of immense power and strength. We need to recognize he is the Lord of hosts, and we need to be aware that he is calling his body to awaken from their slumber and get ready for his call. I would encourage you to spend some time, quiet time with him this week, where you will not be interrupted. Keep a pad of paper at hand and write down any impressions you receive. Tuck this away somewhere safe. There will be a time when the impressions you have received today will be brought into a clearer focus. Also, this should become a habit as you grow closer and closer to the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit before you start to help you hear with his ears, see with his eyes, and think with his mind. The goal is the nature of Christ in us functioning daily in our places of service to the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Once again, thank you for listening and praying with us. This is Apostle Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. May you have a wonderful and blessed day. If you need to contact us, our number is 301-502-4069, or you can visit our website at www.iamprayers.org. God bless you.
Let the way
Levites, who were musicians, stood on the east side of the altar, dressed in fine linen and playing cymbals, harps, and lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests sounding trumpets. The trumpeters and singers joined in unison as with one voice to give praise and thanks to the Lord. They raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, "He is good, for his love endures forever." Then the temple of the Lord was filled with a cloud, and the priests could not minister because the cloud, the glory of the Lord, filled the house of God. Oh, let the way. We bring this service to a close. Do you want the weight of his glory? Do you want it to overshadow this sanctuary as you worship the King? So that the priest cannot even stand and minister because the cloud has filled the house of God. Let it fall down. Hold down.